Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 24th of November. The International Air Transport Association has urged governments to exploit the International Civil Aviation Organization's high-level conference on COVID-19 promises to make genuine progress towards restoring global air connectivity. A total of 14 initiatives were announced at the event, with participating states declaring their commitment to them. If implemented, these steps would allow airlines to meet customer demand worldwide for the rebirth of commercial aviation. Two pledges necessitate the most immediate action from governments. The first commits states to promote a harmonized and inclusive approach to facilitate safe international air travel, while the second refers to the implementation of International Civil Aviation Organization principles on harmonizing risk assessment. Dominica and China have enjoyed a long-standing relationship since establishing diplomatic ties in 2004. Yesterday, the two nations signed an agreement for visa-free travel between their countries. Citizens of both countries may now travel back and forth without requiring a pre-departure visa. The last year has seen the small island of Dominica extend its international reach. The agreement on the exemption of visas will enable Dominicans to access one of the world's economic giants, bolstering travel opportunities for both business and leisure. Dominican citizens can now travel visa-free or visa on arrival to over 160 countries, accounting for over 75% of global destinations, which makes conducting business in various countries infinitely easier. Comparatively, China's passport only allows visa-free access to 79 countries and territories. Its limited offering makes it an obstacle for its citizens to access global hubs like the United Kingdom or the United States. This means that Chinese citizens must go through the bureaucratic hassle of obtaining visas, wasting valuable time, money, and resources. The UK Aviation Minister Robert Coates hinted that COVID tests for travellers may be ditched in early 2022. Hoping the aviation industry will bounce back in the coming months, he told industry leaders the testing policy will be reviewed in early January. "We're going to review the policy. We'll be looking to see what we can do at that stage," he said at the Airlines 2021 conference. Although fully vaccinated travellers don't have to self-isolate anymore, they still must pay for and take a test on entering the UK. "I think we've had overly restrictive measures in place in the UK for far too long, and that's definitely slowed down the recovery," IATA Chief Willie Walsh said at the conference. Continued border uncertainty between New Zealand and Australia means Air New Zealand must cancel more than 1,000 flights through to the 31st of December. This follows other cancellations made since quarantine-free travel was first paused. The airline estimates around 1,000 flights will need to be cancelled, with around 20,000 customers expected to be impacted. Air New Zealand's schedule beyond 31st of December remains in place until it receives an update from the New Zealand government. The airline continues to operate a reduced schedule of flights into Sydney and Melbourne and red flights from Australia into New Zealand for those with managed isolation and quarantine spots. Impacted customers can opt to hold their fare in credit for travel at another date or receive a refund if they have purchased a refundable ticket. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.